WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. The Brewers used the long ball to defeat the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday afternoon by a 9-3 score. A Willie Adames homer in the first gave Milwaukee a three-run lead that was never surrendered. Rhys Hoskins and Jackson Churio also went deep. Churio with the bases loaded in the sixth. All nine Brewers runs scored on homers. Catcher Pedro Pages had a pair of home solo shots for the Cardinals. Freddie Peralta claimed the pitching victory. Aaron Civale starts the second game of the four-game series tonight, and that game will start at 6:40 with the first pitch, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Green Bay's Christian Watson has shown he's capable of being one of the NFL's most potent deep threats when his hamstrings aren't bothering him. The issue has been his inconsistent availability. Watson has missed 11 games because of hamstring problems over his first two pro seasons. Watson made it through training camp healthy and is optimistic he has a better understanding of how to deal with his hamstring issues as the Packers head into their season opener Friday night against the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he's confident in his new kicker, Braden Narbison, just after two practices. LaFleur calls the kicking situation uncharted territory when the new guy was first brought on board. Following two near-perfect practice sessions, the coach now says he is comfortable with Narbison. Absolutely. In his first practice, Narbison made all five kicks, including one from 58 yards in a stiff wind. When he was claimed off waivers from the Titans last week, Narbison became the team's sixth kicker on the roster since the end of last season. The Wisconsin Badgers went into the season opener wanting to play physical and impose their will on Western Michigan. They were able to do that in a 28-14 victory. What they didn't do is throw the ball downfield or produce any explosive plays. Head coach Luke Fickle says the coaching staff knows Wisconsin has to be able to do that in order to compete in the Big Ten Conference. The 196 yards gained on the ground was impressive. Just one downfield pass attempt wasn't. Coaches say quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has the arm to make it happen. The Big Ten kicked off its season with four new teams, five new coaches, and 13 schools featuring a new starting quarterback. It was a smashing success. With no league contests in week one for the first time since 2019, the league finished with a 17-1 weekend. And it was capped by Miller Moss's dramatic last-minute touchdown drive Sunday night to give number 23 Southern California a 27-20 victory over number 13 LSU in a matchup of Heisman Trophy winning replacements. And around the league, that now stretches from coastline to coastline, everyone is hoping for even bigger and better results. And it's clear that Bucks starter Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton have a bond. It goes farther than the basketball court. When Antetokounmpo got married on Sunday, Middleton was his best man. That shouldn't be startling because the two have developed impressive chemistry since they first started playing together 11 years ago. Other notable guests at the event held in Greece included former teammates Drew Holiday and Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.